Hachette Audio presents The Stories of Brees DJ Pancake. Written by Brees DJ Pancake. Read by Jeremy Arthur. Forward. I think you should come over. Drive or train, I'll pay your expenses and put you up. Because if you do the preface, I feel you should be more familiar with this valley and my son Brees's surroundings, as well as what you knew of him in Charlottesville. Letter from Mrs. Helen Pancake. February 10, 1981. He never seemed to find a place with the flatlands and the farmers. So he had to leave one day, he said, to be an actor. He played a boy without a home, torn with no tomorrow, reaching out to touch someone, a stranger in the shadows. Then Marcus heard on the radio that a movie star was dying. He turned the treble way down low, so Hortense could go on sleeping. Jim Dean of Indiana. Phil Oakes. In late September of 1976, in the autumn of the bicentennial year, I began my career as a teacher at the University of Virginia. I had been invited to join the writing program there by John Casey, who was then on leave. I had been lent the book-lined office of David Levin, a historian of colonial American literature, who was also on leave that year. I had been assigned the status of associate professor of English, untenured, at my own request. I had come to Virginia from a Negro college in Baltimore. I had accepted Virginia's offer for professional and personal reasons. I wanted to teach better motivated students and, on a spiritual level, I wanted to go home.